This short is brought to you by Lens Protocol.
I'm a big NFT collector, but I never got into really the world of collecting vinyls. And I think what you're doing of sort of mixing both worlds together is super unique. And I think you should sort of like break the news and take it away.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I could have dropped this normally, not through an NFT, but it's not interesting. I'm not connected to the holders. You know, we all know why we use NFTs, right? So basically, together with Sound, it'll be my second drop. And instead of just releasing, another music NFT, which is also great and has its value, but I wanted to take a step further. And we've been innovating this new material for vinyl. So everyone knows vinyl is made out of fossil fuels, petrochemicals. It's a plastic vinyl, right? And I have a foundation called Bye Bye Plastic, and we remove single-use plastics from the music industry. So the number one thing, you know, that we hear in conversation when I'm talking to people around the world is they hear you have a foundation, they're like, but what about CDJs and vinyl? Because they're both made out of plastic, right? I was like, guys, like, I'm just talking about single-use plastic. It's a big enough job already, but I would love to come up with a plastic-free vinyl. Like, and then we just had that, you know, wow. Like that eureka moment. Like, it was just a dream, you know, we never thought it was possible. But then we started learning about materials and how nature loves to mimic and make any material that you can, you know, give to it. So basically, there's a lot of different plastics. I don't know if you know, there's like PET, PLA. And now if we take it a step further, we met these guys, Evolution Music. Okay. Yeah. We were introduced by Soulclap, other artists in the industry. And these guys are also super passionate about making the music industry more sustainable. So we came together with them, and they were already making a PLA vinyl, which is a bioplastic. Okay. Keep it simple. But then we were like, bro, what if? So basically PLA is compostable. I'm not going to get too nerdy, okay? But it's hard. It's hard.
I know, but I want to see the nerdy side of you. I want to hear it. Because okay, I know there's like a bacteria element to actually building these non-plastic vinyls, right? And I'm thinking to myself, like, how is that even a thing?
Yeah, so PLA is compostable, but only by industrial composters. And the waste management system isn't really that great. So it doesn't usually get to an industrial composter, okay? So just gets lost in the waste and the garbage. So that doesn't really help us. So we're like, guys, can you like try developing a PHA, which is PHA is bacteria-based vinyl. And they were like, well, we can try. So we did. And we figured it out. And then.
Go ahead.
But the hard part was to figure out the sound. Because, you know, you have to get the sound quality to sound like their plastic counterpart. But we figured it out as well.
How do you do that? How do you figure that out?
A lot of testing. I mean, listen, I wasn't in the plant doing it, but we were just like, we were helping with the R&D on the R&D side, you know? So they were just in the pressing plant. They have different molds, and they keep going through the molds until it sounds right. And you use a lot of frequency generators. You hook it up to a computer and you test the frequencies as the vinyl's playing off the pressing machine. So, okay, number one, I'll get to the point of this whole story. So number one, we figured out how to make a plastic-free vinyl, okay?
Yeah.
PHA. Number two is like, okay, how do we actually make this, get this mass adopted versus just become a souvenir or a novelty item, right? Which most digital items as NFTs are. They're kind of, so far, they're kind of just material items, right? But these vinyls can actually be use existing pressing plants and pressing machinery. So we don't have to build new machines. We can use the old clunky vinyl machines that everyone's using to press vinyl. So we're Gucci.
Okay.
So now we're the next step is, first we're going to launch this drop so that the world knows about this new material and you can own a piece of it, or own one of the first ones. And then we're going to figure out how to scale the thing.
What's up, guys? Thank you for listening. If you've gotten this far, then you are a champ, and I owe you a free listener pin. Go to adamlevy.io/NFT, fill in your info, and I'll distribute the NFT towards the end of the season. By collecting your pin, you prove your contribution to the season and get exclusive access to content, allow lists, and more. So be sure to collect yours. Also, please make sure to rate and subscribe to the podcast wherever you're listening. This helps me out so much. And finally, hit me up on Twitter @LevyChain. I want to hear what you're building, the latest crowdfund you're trying to complete, or if you simply want to chat. I love talking about where crypto meets the creator economy, and it's no different if it's coming from you directly. So thanks again for your support. It means the world, and I'll see you on the next episode.